Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. I'm going to be starting from Tashema, which is about 10 lines at the bottom, but I'm going to give an introduction to what I'm starting. Again, the Gemara and the Shaila B'tzua Daka Kayin Shenasa Bas Gerim. It ended up not being the Shaila according to Yehuda. According to Yehuda, Kayin can't marry, and B'tzua Daka can't marry a Geyaris either, because Kal Gerim Ikri Kol. It ended up not being the Shaila according to Yaisi, because according to Yaisi, B'tzua Daka can marry a Geyaris. He can marry a Bas Gerim, and he also can marry a Kayan, is not restricted to marry a Bas Gerim. So there's nothing wrong. A B'tzua Daka Kayan can marry a Bas Gerim, and there's no reason she can't eat Truma. It's a perfectly legal marriage, because a B'tzua Daka can marry a Bas Gerim, and a Kayan can marry a Bas Gerim, because Rabbi Yaisi holds only a Geyaris herself as Asur Lakuna. Her children are not Asur Lakuna, even if both parents are Gerim. So according to Rabbi Yaisi, it's not a Shaila either. It ended up being a Shaila according to Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov, and Rashi had two Pshatim. Right? According to Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov, a girl born to one parent convert and one parent born Jewish is mutter to a Kayan. Yeah, I'm not there yet. I'm just saying the case of Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov. Again, the case of Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov is that a girl born to one parent born Jewish and one parent convert is mutter to a Kayan. Question is she still Kahal Gerim? That's the first Jat in Rashi. Is she still Kahal Gerim vis-a-vis B'tzua Daka? She's Mutil Tekayin, but she might not be Kahal Yashem, because L'maisa, not both of her parents were born Jewish. That's the Gemara Shaila. If she's Kahal Hashem, so then B'tzua Daka can't marry her, so he can't eat Truma. If she's not Kahal Hashem, just even though she's Mutil Tekayin, only for Kahuna, but she's still not Kal Hashem, and B'tzua Daka can marry her and feed her Kahuna. That's the Shaila according to the first shot in Rashi. Rashi, the second shot, learns the Shaila is according to Blessed Yaakov, who says a girl with one parent born Jewish is Mutal Lekayan. How about a girl with both parents converts, right, who's not Mutal to a regular Kayan, but might be Mutal to a B'tzua Daka Kayan, because a B'tzua Daka Kayan has the Isurim of marriage waived? Question is, is she still considered Kal Hashem or not? Because the bottom line is her parents were Jewish. They were converts and they were Jewish. So, I'm sorry? No, because we're talking about Truma. You're right. The Shaila could have been in marriage too. But we're talking about Truma, so we have Kayan. Okay. Tashema. We are now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines to the bottom. Yasser Rav Acha bar Chinina Midrayma. Rav Acha bar Chinina came from the south. He brought a brisa. And from that brisa, we can prove our shayla. The time, what does the brisa say? How do I know that a b'tzua daka kayin who marries a bas gerim can feed her truma? A kayin who acquires someone by paying money, which is kedushin, can eat. Right? It means a woman, wife as well. It can mean a wife as well. Kedushin. It can mean a wife as well. Now, who needs this pasuk? Now, the truth is, so we're learning it out from the word nefesh, the extra word nefesh. Could have said the kayaki yikna kinyan kasbai. So nefesh tells me that even if it's a p'tzua daka kayan, the married bas gerim can eat truma. It's derived from the extra word nefesh. That's what Rashi says. Now, who needs that extra word nefesh? Lema, either Rabbi Yehuda, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda held that a b'tzua daka cannot marry a geyaris, number one, and a kayan cannot marry a bas gerim. So either way, there's no way she's eating truma. It's an illegal marriage. Either Rabbi Yehuda, this is a perfectly legal marriage. A b'tzua daka can marry a bas gerim, and a bas gerim can marry a kayan. There's nothing, no shaila here. So why do I need the word nefesh? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's simple. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's aser. Hamar beim dushasi koy beim lab dushasi koy yachla. He says no matter which way you look at it, this girl can eat because she's legally married to this b'tzua daka kayan. Elo lav, blessed be Yaakov. must be that the pasuk is necessary according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who we didn't know. We'll take the first chat in Rashi, the one Rashi holds as ikar. We didn't know how to deal with this girl who is one parent born Jewish, one parent convert. What's her status vis-a-vis kahuna? We know her status. I'm sorry, what's her status vis-a-vis Kal Hashem? We know she's mutar l'kuna. Is she Kal Hashem? Nefesh comes and tells me that she's not Kal Hashem and the Kayan can marry her. So the extra word nefesh is to reveal to me that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that a girl born to one parent born Jewish and to one convert, whose mutar l'kuna is not Kal Hashem, and she can eat truma. It's only kashrus to kahuna, but not Kal Hashem, and she can eat shmamina. So we've proven it from the fact that we need an extra word. According to Rabbi Yehuda, halacha is not true. According to Rabbi Yaisi, I don't need an extra word. Who needs the extra word? Must be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And that proves the shaila. How do we view this girl who has one parent Jewish and one parent who's a convert? We know she's mutar l'kuna. That Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov learns out from a different pasuk. But how do I know whether she can marry a Mitzuadaka? The extra word nefesh, which by the way is not even written by Mitzuadaka, which is written by regular Kayan, teaches me that a Mitzuadaka Kayan can legally marry this woman and feed her truma.
There's a theory in this pasuk that says you lead Beisa. You lead Beisa.
It is both. Nefesh can yakasma feel in Beisa. One's going on born of Adam, one's going on things he acquires. Rashi. You wouldn't need the nefesh. So you see from this Rashi that it's the word nefesh that teaches it us. So at the end of the day, going back to what we learned yesterday, Rav Aishia didn't know. Rav Yechon asked Rav Aishia, but Lloyd Pashatley. Rashi learned, Rav Aishia said, I don't know. We ended up figuring it out. That according to Yehuda, the halacha is no. According to Yaisi, the halacha is yes. According to Blazer Yaakov, is when we had the Shilom. And we proved it from a Braitza that she can eat. But Rav Aishia didn't know that Braitza, and therefore he remained, didn't know. Something about right, new sugya. It might we learned. Rav Amar, yes, chupel of sulas, Ushmul Amar, ain't chupel of sulas. I want to give an introduction to the sugya. I'm going to learn, I'm going to be very honest. Either way you learn here, you run into a lot of problems. I'm going to learn the way Tysus understands Rashi. We're going to run into a problem later on, and we're going to have to do a tweak later on. But that's how Tysus understands Rashi, so I have no reason to argue on Tysus in the understanding of Rashi. There's a machloikis in Masechtas Kedushin. The Mishnah says, and I'm based on an aleph. The Mishnah says, a woman can have Kedushin three ways. Kesef, Shtar, Bia. Comes along Rav Huna on Dafayam and Aleph, the bottom, and he says that there's a fourth way to do Kedushin. And that is to do chuppah. To do chuppah, which whatever chuppah means, which is big machloikas rishayim, but it means bringing her into his domain for marriage sake, is a means of doing kedushin. Need nisuin afterwards, you don't need nisuin afterwards, it's a sugya masechtas kedushin, we're not going there. The Gemara argues in Rav Huna, and the Gemara says that chuppah is not a means of acquisition. But it's a machloikas amaroyim. Rav Huna says yes. Other people say no. That's the machloikas of Masechtas Kedushin. Is there a fourth way of achieving Kedushin? And that is skipping the step of Kedushin, going straight to a chuppah, where you bring the woman into your domain, l'shei marriage, that acquires her like giving her money or shtar or bia. That's Rav Huna's opinion in Masechtas Kedushin. Not nesuah. Pashtas not nesuah. Now, this Gemara, according to Rashi, the way Tysus understands Rashi, is operating under the assumption, like Rav Huna, that chuppah is a means of bringing a woman into your domain is a means of doing kedushin. So instead of giving her a ring, or a shtar, or beer, l'shem kedushin, you take chuppah l'shem kedushin. That's what the Gemara is assuming, the way Tysus explained Rashi. This Gemara is assuming that chuppah is a legal way, one of the four possible ways, for a man to acquire a wife.
Deraisa.
Again, it's a machlokes, it's a Masechtas Kedushin. We're the way Taisa says Rashi is operating, that both of these opinions agree to Rav Huna, that chuppah is a means of kedushin. Now the question is, anybody answer your question?
Rebbe?
Kedushin, that beis hamelach, I finally found it.
I haven't got that far, but the question I have is, if you do, a person does bia for erusin, okay?
Mazel tov.
Well,
Ivan wants to
yet.
Sponsor the next bunch of editions of the
text. I didn't.
In honor of this mazel tov.
I didn't
anyway,
finish
let's
the
go.
Question.
Yes. What's your question?
Is the mazel tov on the question? I didn't finish the question yet. Okay, the question I have, I can't believe you knew what I was going to say. The question is, if Bia is Arison, it says that in the first three words, right?
Asked me this a number of times, and I told you that Dafyud and Kedushin, the Gemara and the Shaila, whether Bia accomplishes both at the same time.
No, I understand that, but even if it doesn't, what else can you do to make it better?
Other bia, l'shem nesuin.
A second bia?
Yes. Or chuppah. Or bia l'shem kedushin and then chuppah.
Bia l'shem kedushin, then chuppah. But my humble opinion is, you going to the canopy is not, you can't do better than bia. Bia is the ultimate.
A lot of people do
connection.
Bia for sus. Bia is not necessarily bringing her into your domain. If we view Kedushin and Nesuin as two separate acts, one is acquiring and one is bringing into your domain, bia as an acquisition doesn't necessarily mean she's in your domain.
But if you had das to marry her.
So that's the Gemara and Avyud and Kedushin can be accomplished both at the same time.
Okay, I didn't get that far yet. I'm still on Amud Aleph.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick background question here as well?
No problem.
When we attend a wedding in 2021 and we see Arison and Suen, when we attend a wedding, are we watching chuppah? When she
this
walks
is amazing.
Around
there's
seven,
like any machlokes rishayim, what exactly chuppah is? We
I
rely
maybe it's
on
the seven times walking around.
No, that's not chuppah. We rely on those rishayim that him being under the canopy, which she comes into, is her entering his domain.
Because he has to buy that.
Lately,
you mentioned that once before.
Lately, people started paying the caterer or whoever owns the hall to own that canopy, so it should be achnas to the reshusai. But once upon a time, that was like assumed that when you pay for the hall, that's like automatically understood that the chassan owns the canopy. Now people are being more explicit. There are shitas that hold that the badekin is the chuppah. That when he puts the cloth on top of her head, on the veil on her head, that is the chuppah. That is why there's a new chumra today that some people take edim along for the badekin. There should be edim on the chuppah. There's also some shitas that say yichud is the chuppah. Them going alone in a room after the ceremony and closing the door and being there for X amount of minutes is the chuppah. There's all kinds of different opinions of what exactly the chuppah is. We rely on the main opinion because we have such a thing called chuppah snida, where they can't be alone in a room, right? So we rely on the opinion that the chuppah is the canopy. That's the working assumption that Klal Yisrael has done for hundreds of years, that the canopy of her coming into his domain, right, that is the chuppah, which is happening, and then the kedushin is happening when she's in his domain, so kedushin happens, and then we do the sheva brachas, which makes it in the suin.
Thank you.
That's what we do. That's interesting, because we do chuppah before we do kedushin in a certain sense. She's coming into his domain where he's going to do kedushin and then do nisuin by the fact that she's in his domain. And by the way, the chassan has no idea what's going on. And neither does the kal.
There's no bracha before kedushin, is there?
Yeah, sure. Hashem shalom to anal before kedushin. Then there's sheva brachas of nisuin.
How could they have no idea what's going on? I mean, they have to have the intent to do it.
They have intent to get married, whatever marriage takes. He knows he's doing kedushin, and he knows he's doing chuppah because that's what's happening. He doesn't know the mechanics of what works exactly when. He just knows, I'm marrying her. I want to acquire her. Whatever has to be done, that's what's happening. And she says, I'm willing to get married, whatever it needs. And she accepts the kedushin, knowing that she's getting married to him, and then knows that she is getting married by the Sheva Brachas, the next step, and then they are married.
Okay.
I meant, he's not a lamed in the chassan. He doesn't necessarily know all the different opinions of what chuppah is.
I hear it.
Rebbe?
That's Rabbi Kopp.
Rebbe? It's Nogea Lemaisa. Can the ring be a Sheva Pruta?
What do you mean? You want to know whether it can be less than a pruta?
No, it can be just a sheva pruta.
Yes, it can be just a sheva pruta.
Okay, it makes me feel very much better today. Thank you.
The bracelet, I'm sure, costs more than a sheva pruta.
Oh, boy, does it. I got to work overtime. Thank you.
Yes. The consequence of the question is whether... a get is needed, right?
What?
I just want to make sure that the consequence of the question is whether a get is
what
needed.
We're talking about here?
Yes.
No, there's a... the question is whether she becomes pasul l'truma.
Oh,
whether she becomes pasul l'truma.
Up until so we accepted this does happen, right?
Again, we never learned about chuppah l'psula. We learned always kedushin, right? And kedushin was a machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Elazar of Shimon. If a kain gadol does kedushin to Ramana, right? The two pshatim in the Mishnah. Either way, can she eat truma or not? Reb Meir said no, and Rabbi Elazar of Shimon said yes. Now we want to know, okay. New shaila. There's no kedushin. They went straight to chuppah, which is kedushin. Is the chuppah considered a kedushin when it's with a woman that you're not allowed to marry? Can this form of kedushin work? When you do money, Ambana L'Kayin Gadol, it works. It's illegal, but it's valid. Can the Kedushin of Chuppah, is it valid when the woman is not a woman that you're supposed to marry? That's the Machloikas Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel are arguing, can there be a Chuppah? Can that be a form of acquisition to a woman that you're not allowed to marry? That's right. So let me just read the Rashi so we should know where we're standing. Itmar. Rav Amar Yesh Chuppah L'Psulas. When you do a Chuppah, it works. It works.
Which Rashi doing?
I didn't do Rashi yet. I'm reading the Gemara. Ushmul Amar Ein Chuppah L'Psulas. Zakt Rashi. Yesh Chuppah L'Psulas. Kayin Gadol Shehichnis Ba'amana L'Kabas Kayin L'Chuppah Meloi Ba'alah. He took her into the Chuppah, but he didn't consummate the marriage yet. Umikara nami lekitcha. There was no previous kedushin. Afilohaki pasla mitruma de beinasha. He pasles her from eating truma of her father's house, if she's a baskayan. The chuppah kiknisas beiladamya. We view chuppah as if he actually consummated the marriage. Meaning for our practical purposes, he did chuppah with this woman that he wasn't supposed to marry. She now becomes a chalala. In the sense that she can't eat truma. Now, if he divorces her at this point, right? If he divorces her at this point, I don't know if she would remain chalala because the bottom line is he never consummated the marriage. But in halacha, chuppah offers her to truma as if he lived with her. And Shmuel says, ain't chuppah l'psulas. Shmuel says, no, that chuppah does not accomplish that. Chuppah has not accomplished that. And at this point, it means, it could mean one of two things, and that's going to depend on the Gemara later on. that it could mean that Ashtas, that it's like Kedushin. It's either like a regular Kedushin, not anymore. Rav says it's more. Right? That's what it seems to be. The Rav says it's more, and Shmuel says it's not more.
And then,
according
to Shmuel, if he fully
consummated
the marriage, then...
That's just a Chavala. That's
okay.
No, that's a fact. Why? No, since he eat Truma at this point. Bas Kayan. Bas Kayan who marries a Kayan can eat Truma while she's in Arusa. A Kayan. Right. It's Machlokes Remeir and Rabbi Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. Remeir says she has to stop eating Truma because she's Mishtameris will be a Psula. And Rabbi Reb Shimon said she's not Mishtameris. That doesn't make a difference. Now we add the Machlokes in the Mishnah. Tosfos explains it according to Rabbi Elazar and Reb Shimon. According to Rabbi Elazar and Reb Shimon, that says after Kedushin she can eat, can she eat after Chuppah? Rav says no, and Shmuel says yes. Correct. Correct. Later on, the Gemara will say differently, but at this point, that's the Machlokes. Correct. Rabbi Elazar and Reb Shimon says a woman has Kedushin to a puzzle, she has to stop eating Truma. Right? That's what he said in the Mishnah. How about if she has Chuppah? And Chuppah is like a Kedushin. It is a Kedushin. But is it more than a Kedushin? Because it brings her into the domain. Rav says yes, Shmuel says no.
Using the word prerequisite, would that be accurate or no? Chuppah as a prerequisite to...
I don't know why prerequisite. Chuppah is acting as the Kedushin here. But it is a Kedushin that also brings her into his domain. So the question is it have more impact as far as her eating Truma is concerned?
So, okay. So according to at least one man number, if he stopped there at just Chuppah, they'd be fully married anyways.
Sorry?
Staff at Chuppah, they didn't fully consummate the marriage, they would still be
viewed as... No different than Kedushin. She needs a get.
If this was a kosher, would be telling him like a mayor. If it was a kosher coin.
So then she can eat as an arusa, so there's no problem. If she's a bas kayan, or the second shot in Rashi was, it's a giyazman. Right? We had those two shots in Rashi.
I mean, there's a fun and only answer. Rashi.
Right. Amr Shmuel, Umaydali Abba, now the Gemara gets up on the tangent now. Umaydali Abba, Betinaikis Chusimi Bashalashanav Yemechad, Hayova Ein Labia Ein Lochopa. Shmuel's going up on a tangent completely, meaning not negate Truma, not negate anything, he's just saying a fact. Halacha is a father can marry his daughter off. He can marry a daughter off after 1 day old. He can accept Kedushin for his 1 day old daughter. That's what the Torah allows. So Mr. So-and-so accepts Kedushin for his one-day-old daughter. Then he gives her over to the husband to marry. Till 3, she cannot have Bia, because physically, a girl is not eligible for Bia till she turns 3. A 3-year-old physical relationship is viewed as a Bia. A less-than-3-year-old physical relationship is not viewed as a Bia. Not called in halacha a bia. Therefore, it's impossible for a man to have bia with a 2-year-old girl. I don't know what he can do physically, but it's not halachic bia. That's the halacha. Zok Shmuel, just like a woman cannot have bia under 3, her chuppah under 3 is meaningless. Because chuppah is a means of getting to bia, and she's not eligible to bia, she's not eligible for chuppah. And therefore, if she were a bas kayan, who's 2, and her father accepted kedushin from an amana, I don't know, she could be a amana and a grusha, it would be pretty hard. Right? She could continue eating truma after the chuppah, because the chuppah is a meaningless thing. Under 3, chuppah is meaningless. Just like Bia is meaningless, Chuppah is meaningless. Chuppah only counts for more than a regular Kedushin when it can lead to a Bia at that age. When it can't lead to a Bia at that age, Chuppah is no more than a regular Kedushin. That's what Shmuel is saying. Rav agrees to me, even though Rav seems to think that Chuppah is more than a regular Kedushin, that's when a woman is eligible for Bia. But when she's not eligible for Bia, her Chuppah is not any more than a regular Kedushin. That's what Shmuel says. Umaydili Abba. Abba agrees to me. Abba refers to Rav. Betinaikis Pusa Mibash Shalashan of Yemechad. Chayav Ein Labia. Ein La Chuppah. Rashi.
Am I
correct? I just finished Rashi. Zuck Rashi, Umaydili Abba. Which from the Kashish Harbe, he was much older than Shmuel. Kari Le Abba. Kamay Lushin Nisi Virebi. My father, meaning my leader. That's Rashi's opinion, that Rav's real name was Rav, and that Shmuel referred to him as Abba as a means of respect. Tyson's Ashita throughout Shas says that Rav's real name was Abba, and he's called Rav as a sign of respect. So when Shmuel called him Abba, he was calling him by his real name, as opposed to Rav, the way we respect him, that means the Rebbe. So it's a machlokes rishonim, what's his real name, and what was the name that was given to him out of respect. Rashi Shita is his name was Rav, and Shmuel called him Abba as my leader, as my Rebbe, as my, you know, the one I look up to.
There's a Rav Abba.
There's a Rav Abba. It's nothing to do with this. Hayo Labia, Ein Biasa Peslasim Mitrumas Abia. If a woman is Mizana at 2 years old with a guy, girl's Mizana at 2 years old with a guy, she can still eat Truma. The Bia doesn't count. Ein Chupasa Peslasa, so a Chupa at that age doesn't pass over either. That's what it's saying. Yes, Reb Meisher, what's your question?
If chuppah leads to Bia, let's say a father has a one-year-old daughter and he makes a deal with another man, then that's kesef, right? So the kesef, is she allowed to have truma any longer from her father or not?
You. What did she do?
What did she do? Nothing. She was just quote-unquote, sold by her father into a marriage.
She had Kedushin?
I don't know.
What happened? I'm not getting the story.
How did his father make a deal with about his one-year-old daughter? It's another man.
Guy walks over to the father and has a beautiful thing that's worth a pruta, and he says, I'd like to marry your daughter. Can you be Makabel Kedushin for her? And the father says, great, you'd make the great son-in-law, right? And he's Makabel Kedushin for his one-day-old daughter to this man. This woman, girl, is now Arusa to this man.
So she, her father cannot feed her a truma, right? Her father, the Kohen, cannot give her a truma?
She did it to, if she has an Arusa to Yisrael, she has to stop eating truma, correct?
So, isn't the whole idea of Kedushin to eventually get to the stage of Bia? I think that was brought up before.
It will, eventually, when she gets older. When she becomes 3 or 4 or 5.
So the person who has Chuppah in Ar Gemorah right now, but she's too young to have Bia, she can still eat from the Truma, according to one Mando Amar, right?
Both Mando Amar. Because the Chuppah is not any more than a regular Kedushin. I think we're missing something here. A Bas Kayan who becomes an Arusa to a Kayan can eat Truma.
Because of her father.
A Bas Kayan who becomes an Arusa to Yisrael cannot eat Truma. Period. We're talking here about a girl who became an Arusa to somebody that's Pussel. And and Rob said that even though a regular Arusa might still be able to eat Truma till they get married, Nisuan, but since this was chuppah, she loses her right to eat truma. But Rav is talking about a 25-year-old, or an 18-year-old, or a 12-year-old. Comes along Shmuel and says that if the father put her into a chuppah at 2, that would be no more than a regular kedushin, because you can't have chuppah with a girl that you cannot be with. And she's not eligible for bia physically, so therefore chuppah doesn't count as any more than a regular Kedushin.
That's a sort of like a prerequisite.
I don't know why you use the word prerequisite here.
Because because the chuppah is the action that leads to the bia, which is the consummation of the marriage.
Correct. But it's not, I don't know if it's a prerequisite.
You can't do...
Right, bia, okay, okay. Okay. Well, that's prelude.
What's the reason that the Chazal said that they marry yourself, marry a cohen?
So she can.
Well, what if,
from the Kohen.
Why can't
I have answered your question, Ramesha?
You probably did, but I'm not sure if I get it. I have to think about it. I haven't absorbed it completely.
Fine. I'm a rabbi Hanan Amitanina. We learned in a Mishnah that Bia will not passel a less than 3-year-old. Meaning the Mishnah tells us that Bia has no effect on a 2-year-old. It's a non-existent fact. A 3-year-old, Kedushin can be done with Bia. Now obviously her father would have to give her over to the man to do Kedushe Bia. Vimbala Yavam Kana. And a 3-year-old who is Nisyabim, her husband died, and her Yavim is Miyabim her, he acquired her.
3-year-old one day.
3-year-old, 3-year-old one day doesn't mean that.
Yeah, I mean, but she's young.
Let me set aside. What does that mean, 3-year-olds in one day? 3-year-old in one day means because when we say somebody is 13, what we're saying is he finished 13 and he's in the middle of his 14th year. If we would say a 3-year-old, you could stop and say, does that mean 2+ or 3+? What does 3 mean? What does 13 mean? Person becomes bar mitzvah at 13. Does it mean 12+? Now he's in his 13th year. He's a bar mitzvah.
13 years of life.
Or does it mean he needs 13 years under his belt? So by saying Yom Echad, it's saying we need the complete 13 years. We need to complete 12 years. We need to complete 3 years. Shalosh Shana V'yayim Echad just means a complete 3 years, the first day of her 4th year, which is her 3rd birthday, which is the end of the 3rd year and the beginning of the 4th year.
Not like 12 and 9, 10. Not 12.
Not like 12 in one day. 12 in one day, you're in your 13th year. So when we say you're 13, what does that mean? Well, my mother, when I was a little boy, and I didn't behave, of course, once and only happened very rarely, right? And I didn't behave, and she wanted to make me feel, she should say, you're already in your 12th year, instead of telling me I was 11. It sounds worse, right? You're already in your 12th year. But I wasn't 12, I was 11. But what does 12 mean? So by saying Shalosh Shana V'yayim Echad, it is stressing the fact you need a complete 3 years at the beginning of the 4th year. Your 3rd birthday is your first day of your 4th year. When a person becomes bar mitzvah, he's finishing 13 years, starting his first day into year number 14. That's what V'yayim Echad means, according to most shittas, the way we pass. So this 3-year-old girl, miskadeshes v'biyah. Her father can give her over to a man to be miskadeshes v'biyah. Then bala yavam kana, and she's eligible for yibum. Because you don't need das, the woman doesn't need das. And if she's married, and somebody lives with her, that man is going to be chayav misa for living with an eishes ish. She's 100% married biblically if her father married her off. Halacha is if a man lives with a woman who's a nida, he becomes tamei for 7 days. And when he's on 10, a woman who's on 10 mattresses, all 10 mattresses become an avatuma. The man, when he's on 10 mattresses, the man who lived with the nida, he makes the 10 mattresses only a rishon latuma. Now, if she had 10 blankets on top of her, those 10 blankets would be rishon latuma, the 9 that she doesn't touch. So his tachtain is like her elyon. What's under him is like what's above her, meaning Anita makes anything under her made to lay on an avatoma, whether she touches it or doesn't touch it. Anything above her, her covers, the one she touches becomes an av. No, also becomes a rishon. All the covers that she touches become rishon, or she doesn't touch. They're above her. A man who lives with an Ida becomes Tamei to make what's under him like what's above her. Mishkav Tachtoin, what's under him, Ke'elyoin, like what's above her. Nisus L'Kayin, Chalus V'Tumah. She marries a Kayin at 3, she has Chuppah. He consummates the marriage, she can eat Truma. She's married biblically. Ba'ala Echad Min Apsulim, a 3-year-old girl, a 4-year-old girl, who lives with somebody she's not allowed to marry. A guy, somebody who's not allowed to marry her. Paslo, she becomes a Zayna, she becomes a Chalolo, she can no longer marry a Kayin. Bas Shalashan of the Yom Echad, so this only happens at 3, but under 3, none of this works. There's no bia. She doesn't become pasul lakuna. She cannot eat truma. She's not married. She's not a nesua. Under 3, the physical act of a relationship is not viewed as a bia. So we say, a 3-year-old that is eligible for bia. So then you can tell me her chuppah accomplishes that pasul her latruma. But less than 3 is unaffected by Bia. Chuppah cannot accomplish any more than a regular Kedushin, because the only reason Chuppah accomplishes more than a regular Kedushin is, as Hirsch said, it's a prelude to Bia. But if there's no Bia, there can't be a prelude. Shmamina. That's what Shmuel proves according to Rav. Rashi. Avanan amitanina de'im biyasa paslasa. Bekiven de ein biyasa paslasa, coach gain de ein chupasa paslasa. The chashivas chupa ein al mishum shekrayv alabia. What makes chupa more than a regular kedushin is the fact that it's the prelude to bia. The eich de bia like chashiva, if the bia doesn't count because she's not eligible, coach gain chupa. Umatame is bayala nidahi, letame bayala mishkav tachtain, he makes what's under him, ke'el yoin, like what's above her. Truth is like an oyaina venida, but a man who's a zav, what's under him is an avatoma. What's above him is a rishon latoma. A bayol nida, what's under him is treated like what's above a zav. Shematame eichlud omashkin, it becomes a rishon that it can transfer tumah to food and drink. But ein matame adam bekelim kitachten shom nida atzma. The bayol nida will not be as severe as anida. Shukari medras, anything anida lays on that's made to lay on is called a medras, and a medras is an avatuma vavatuma. Allah is as follows: anida that lays on 10 mattresses, she only touches the top mattress. She lays on 10 mattresses. The Torah said anything made to lay on that she lays on, 10 mattresses, 20 mattresses, 100 mattresses, they all become an avatuma because she's laying on them. A zav is the same way. Fanida has 10 blankets, 20 blankets. They become rishon l'tumah. The same for a zav, the same for a zava. A bayol nida really didn't have any tumah come out of him. Right? Zav, zava, nida are tumas that came migufa. They came a discharge from the body. A bayol nida is really became tumah by transfer. He didn't become tumah from internally. But the Torah said he's tamei 7 days. And we learn now from Sukkim that his tumah is more severe than a regular person who touches tumah. That he is matame all mattresses under him, even the ones he doesn't touch. Like Anita would be matame all the blankets above her, which means they make him all a rishon l'tumah. Not as severe as Anita herself, which makes it an avatumah, but more severe than a person who touched a mace and then stood on 10 mattresses. The ones he doesn't touch don't become tummy at all. The chumrah of bayol nida is that he can be metami things by laying on them, even though he doesn't touch them, like Anita, but not to the same severity as Anita. As Anita makes them all into an avatumah, a bayol nida makes them all into a rishon l'tumah.
All there is a
custom. There's no logic to this.
We had that earlier with
Habra,
that's what was the
Chumrah
of Nina, right?
Correct, the Matama Bayala, correct. Minam Sulim, Gonchalo, Nasin, Mamzer, Amanalikai Gadu, Pasla Mitrumas Beisavia, she cannot eat Trumas Beisavia. So the way we learned this Sugya, Rav and Shmuel are arguing but the chuppah does more effect on a girl than a regular kedusha does. Rav says yes, Shmuel says no, vis-a-vis her being pasul kuna tuma. Right, an amana to a kain gadol has chuppah. According to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who said that kedushin doesn't make her stop eating tuma, will chuppah make her stop eating tuma? Rav says yes, Shmuel says no. That's the way we understand the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, according to Rashi, that the means of kedushin was chuppah, and therefore it's a means of kedushin that's more than a regular kedushin, because we'll call it, it's the step closest to bia. It's the prerequisite, I don't like the word prerequisite, prelude, I like that word better, to bia. Because the other forms aren't as close to bia as chuppah is. Chuppah is usually done as they're going into the sewer. Now this guy did chuppah as kedushin, but what he did was something that's more quote unquote nisuin-like. More nisuin-like would be the way to word it. Something about right to Amar Rami Bachama. Yes, chuppah lepsulas banu lemachloikas shemeiv Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Rami Bachama says to me, chuppah is the same as a regular kedushin. It's a regular kedushin. And therefore, since it's a regular kedushin, the same machloikas I have by Rebbe and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon about kedushin, I have about chuppah. The Remeir, Dami Kedushin Pasli, Chuppah Nami Pasli. And the Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, Dami Kedushin Le Pasli, Chuppah Nami Le Pasli. So he says, basically, the way we explained it, take small side. Chuppah is like Kedushin. Whatever you do by Kedushin, you do by Chuppah. Rashi, the Remeir, Dami Kedushin Pasli, Chuppah Beloy Kedushin Nami Pasla. Again, because chuppah is acting like kedushin, so therefore it passes. Okay. Now, this is the next piece of Gemara, is when we run into a problem the way I explained it. And this is why Tyson doesn't like Rashi's shot. But the way he explains Rashi, we're going to run into a stickle problem over here.
If the remote listeners could please mute themselves.
Fine. The other listeners, if they can mute themselves, obviously there's noise on the lines. So, the next piece of Gemara is going to be where Rashi's shot runs into a little bit of a bump in the road. Fresh the Gemara, Mimai. Who says that Reb Meir, who says it by Kedushin, would say it by Chuppah? And Reb Elazar or Reb Shimon, who says it that by Kedushin she could eat, would say by Chuppah she could eat. Why are they interdependent? Mima, Duma, Ab Kamla Kamar Remeir Hasam Abba Kedushin de Kanila. Ab Chuppah de Loi Kanila Loi. Now, the Gemara says Chuppah de Loi Kanila. Chuppah is not acquiring her. We just said that we're going with the sheet that the Chuppah is a Kenyan. So it could be the Gemara saying, maybe Reb Meir doesn't hold chuppah as a good kedushin. Who says that he thinks chuppah is a good kedushin? Maybe kedushin works and chuppah is not a kedushin. That's a question. You're saying, according to Reb Meir, that kedushin passes chuppah passes. Who says? That's assuming that chuppah is a kedushin. Maybe it's not.
What would it be?
There's a Madi Amar Masechtas Kedushin that says if you do chuppah without kedushin, it's nothing. It's meaningless. You didn't acquire her yet. Kim, bring her into your domain till you'll acquire her. Again, Rav is more working the chuppah works as kedushin. And the question is it more than a regular kedushin? Rav said yes. Shmuel said no. So comes along Rami Bachama and says, according to Meir, chuppah and kedushin is the name. Dr. Gemara, who says Reb Meir holds kedushin chuppah works as kedushin? Who says? This is machlokes. Rav Huna says it works, other Mani Yom say it doesn't work.
So this whole thing, the whole Amud here was tongue in Shita's Rav Huna.
Exactly. I said that at the beginning.
Right.
Right. And at Kalikam, you know, I mean, at Kalikam, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, asked him a kedushin like Kriva Labia. They said it by a regular kedushin. Abu Chuba to Kriva Labia. The chuppah, which is a, like Rav Svara, this is more than a regular kedushin. This is a step before Bia. Maybe they agree on the pasla. So therefore, don't tell me that the machlokes about chuppah is dependent on Rav Meir and Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Rav Meir can hold chuppah as worse than kedushin, and Rav Elazar Rav Shimon can hold the chuppah as a stronger kedushin. We don't know what they hold about chuppah. You can't put what they say into chuppah. Rav is more of an argument according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Right, comes along Rabbi Bar Kama, and he says, oh, Rav Meir will hold one way, Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon will hold the other way. And he says, whoa, who says Rav Meir holds chuppah works at all? Number one. Number two is, who says Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon holds that chuppah is like a regular kedushin? Maybe he agreed to Rav that it's more than a regular kedushin. And therefore, don't bring the Tanoim into the picture. We don't know what they hold. Can't say that the same machlokes Rav Meir and Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon applies to chuppah. You have no right to say that. That's Rashi. Chuppah ain't a kaina, beloy kasef, beloy shtara, kedusha biya, kedisa beper kama the kedushin. Now Rashi says that as a fact, that's the machloikas. Right, till now we've been operating the chuppah is kaina. But Rashi's explaining the Gemara that says chuppah deloy kani la, that man the Yarmah says chuppah is not kaina, it was out of pre kedushin. Period.
Now, if let's say an act of kedushin was done, followed by a chuppah.
Well, according to Meir, as soon as the act of kedushin is done, she can't eat truma. According to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, we don't know.
Okay,
that answers.
I was going to say,
because
then you
can
factor in
Rav
Meir over here in this case.
So to review what we did today, because we're going to move on now. Rav Shmuel, I'm learning like Rashi. Rav Shmuel of Amachloikas, if kedushe chuppah is like a regular kedushin, or is it more than a regular kedushin, vis-a-vis passing her for truma? Rav says, even if you learn a regular kedushin does not pass her from truma to a apostle, chuppah's kedushin does. And Shmuel says, it's one and the same. Comes along Rami Bacham and says, chuppah is the same as a regular kedushin. And the Gemara says, who says? Maybe chuppah's not even a kedushin. And maybe chuppah is more than a regular kedushin, and therefore you have no raya to say that Rav Meir and Rav Elazar Rav Shimon have anything to do with chuppah.
This psul of truma for kedushin is only a darabanan, right?
Correct.
What she can eat,
but the rest
she can eat.
But the rest, once she has kedushin, she can eat.
Because the simple, because those things that they
right.
Observe.
Correct.
So now what?
Well, there's two pshat that we had. Either talking about a bas kayin who married the kayin, so she continued eating as an arusa, except if she's to a puzzle, Ramirez says no.
So those two gazeras don't apply?
Correct. Because she's eating truma at home.
What about
Simpa? She's eating truma from her father.
Oh, okay, so that has nothing to do with it. So what makes this stronger or worse? This
because it's closer to Bia, which makes her halala. If she had beer with this guy, she would become banned from Truma for life.
So now we're taking. Now she can't even eat from her father because of that.
Correct. Or the second shot in Rashi, we were talking about Yisrael, there was a Giyaz man. Came the time that she gets fed by him. So in a regular, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, she would eat Truma.
She's a Bas
Yisrael? That was the second shot in Rashi, and that was based on. Mr. Shem will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody should have a...